If you could design a new RV from scratch, would you do it yourself or have the grandfather of the industry do it for you? This is the RV Life Podcast. I'm Dan Hunt with my incredible wife, Patty Hunt. She's right over there. And we are here today with some very, very special guests. If you said you would do it yourself, I'm going to tell you, you would probably be wrong. And that's what we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about designing a brand new RV from scratch.
Now, Dan and I have been on the road for almost 3 years. And when we bought our RV, we hadn't done a lot of research. But over these last 3 years of being full-time on the road, it is time for our new RV.
And our new RV will have the best water in the country because you can elevate your water quality with Clear 2O, the RV Universal Advanced Solid Carbon Water Filter. Our innovative design uses solid carbon block made from natural renewable coconut carbon, ensuring your water is not only clean, but eco-friendly. This powerful filter reduces iron, magnesium, chlorine, and other chemicals, while also tackling sediment, sand, silt, and rust. It's perfect for RVs. It improves taste, reduces clogs, and protects your appliances. Plus, it's very, 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 very cost-effective, with replacement filters providing top-notch water purification for just pennies a day. Don't settle for less. Visit clear2o.com right now, or you can drop into their booth here at the Tampa RV Super Show. Now, they will also, the inventor and owner of Clear 2O will be a guest on the podcast later this week, right here from the Freightliner booth.
They will be. They are going to be here on Thursday afternoon at 12:30. So we're looking forward to hearing more about water. But I want to talk more about new RVs. And we've looked at many RVs, right?
You know, I've got to tell our listeners the story. I'm going back about 15 years right now. And Patty and I were out for a wonderful Saturday afternoon. I said, Patty, come on, let's just take a drive. And we lived in the Philadelphia area. We took a drive down 202 to where I knew there was an RV dealership. We went in and we just sat and talked to a salesman sitting in a brand new Tiffany. It was Patty's first experience in an RV. Now, I have always had this fantasy of going full-time, of being a full-time RVer, and yes, here I am, a full-time RVer.
Well, I feel a little tricked because I had no idea about that. Even when we went to the RV place, the sales place, I did not know that was what you were thinking. And fast forward, here we are, almost 3 years. I don't think we have any intention of slowing down. We're just looking for that next new RV.
Now, we are in a situation where our RV is getting a little bit older. It's a 2002 Monaco, and it's just a beautiful RV. It was the queen of the road back in 2002. But it's starting, it's got 200,000 miles on it.
So most of which we put on.
Most of which we put on. We lost a fuel pump.
Yeah, fuel filter. That would have been easy. Yes,
a little different. Trip when we were in Memphis, Tennessee, and it was $8,600 later that we found it. So it was a very, very expensive little.
Not good. Now, one of the things with walking around RV shows and seeing all these RVs, because yesterday we fell in love with the Bob Tiffin Limited Series RV.
Well, we'll talk about that.
Yes, we're going to talk about that in a few minutes with our special guests. But, I can't wait. Let's get into it.
Well, we have an open mind now. So we've actually looked at fifth wheels. I know. And one of our guests here today is Freddie. I can't see your last name. Swaney?
Yep.
Freddie Swaney. Yep. And he was the sales manager of Van Lee, which is the Tiffin form of luxury fifth wheels. So we've looked at a couple fifth wheels, but
not for us.
It's just not the same feel as a big diesel pusher when you're going down the road. It's just not the same feel. We have looked at Super C's, which is the new thing this year, this last couple of years, these Super C's all over the place. And I kind of like them. Patty hates them with a passion.
Yep, no.
Patty hates them with a passion.
For us, for our type. So I don't want our listeners to like bash me here. For our type of living,
right?
The Super C doesn't work for us. We just talked to somebody yesterday sitting in the Tiffin, and he's looking for a Super C, and it seemed like a good fit for him.
Great.
But for our lifestyle. So I just want our listeners to know
that we travel around the country everywhere. We have a lot of equipment, both video equipment. We have a full production company that we carry with us everywhere we go. We have a full audio company we go everywhere we go. I mean, we could shoot a movie out of our RV.
I know you want to.
We've even looked at Airstreams. So we saw this great documentary, and we're going to have the director, writer, producer of the documentary, Illumination, on our show later this month. But I'll tell you what, an Airstream, again, just not the storage. I need a basement. I need
slide outs. I need a full kitchen. I need slide outs. So that was kind of out for us as well.
But we were open-minded, sort of. And we looked at all kinds of different, but we came back to, in the end of our heated discussion about different types of
RVs. It was a little heated. It was. We should have read the camera for that. But yes, Class A all the way.
We came back to Class A. You know, Patty and I.
That's the slogan right there. Class A all the way.
Class A all the way. We just came from an event at Margaritaville where we were part of a team that unleashed a brand new Class A to the marketplace on a Freightliner chassis, which is the first time, I guess, Integra has put their large cornerstone on an Integra chassis. So we just came and looked at it. And that was very pretty. I mean, it was very, very nice. But yesterday,
it didn't fill all the needs.
It didn't fill every. It didn't check every box.
Because you're saying we're not picky, but we're actually very, very picky.
We really are.
Let's just get real with people.
So let's be honest before we bring our guest in. Let's just be honest for a second and say, you know what? Yesterday we walked into a brand new RV. It's a limited series, Bob Tiffin. So, Bob and Freddie, I'm going to need your help. You're sitting at the table.
Before we get to that.
Did Bob design this?
Wait. Before we get to that, we got to get our fun fact.
We'll get to the fun fact. It's coming up on the script here. We'll get to the fun fact. But did Bob design this thing, or did Bob inspire this thing? Tell me the right wording to use as I talk about it.
I would say more it's an inspiration of Bob Tiffin. Actually, it was Lee Tiffin's idea
to do the whole project.
Bob Tiffin Limited Edition to honor his grandfather.
Great.
For the years that we put into the industry.
And he has put some years into this industry. But, you know, Patty and I walked into that unit that right after we walked into it, you drove it away on us.
Yes, we did.
I wanted to go back in and see one more thing, and you drove it right out from underneath me. But we both looked at each other as we walked into this RV and said, this is something special. This is something different. It literally checks off every box that we have, maybe except for price, right?
Right. But we're going to talk about that when we bring our guests on. You're getting ahead of yourself. We are really excited.
You know,
I know.
Freddie's sitting right in front of me, and I just got to, you know.
But
Lee's about 1,000 miles
right,
away.
Which we haven't talked about
under
yet.
20 feet of snow, and
but we haven't talked about that. But let's get to that fun fact.
Well, that sound means it's time for today's fun fact, which is brought to you by Open Roads Resorts with 4 great locations. We have two in Montana, one in Idaho, and one in Texas. Now, we were in the Texas campground, I'm going to say about a month ago now.
We were.
And it was beautiful.
Yes, but I want to talk about the Yellowstone National Park. They have Red Rock Resort, RV Resort, outside of the gate of Yellowstone National Park. And that's where we plan on going with our new RV up to the Montana area. It'll be our first national park ever. And Open Road Resorts now has a monthly, you could buy your campsite monthly and save some money so you could see Grand Tetons and Yellowstone National Park and just stay for a while. So the longer you stay, the more you save at Red Rock RV Resort. So we're really excited about that. But let me get to the fun fact. Since 1972, that's over 50 years ago,
long time.
Tiffin Motorhome Company has manufactured and sold over 95,000 luxury motorhomes. 95,000. I just have to be with that
number. Another fact that our friend Brett Davis just mentioned to us while we were sitting here before we go on. Now, Brett's in the audience here with us today, and he's in the studio audience, but he told us that Tiffin Motorhomes are the number one Class A diesel motorhome in the country. Oh, my. And Freddie's sitting here. He's shaking his head.
Yes.
This is radio. You got to say yes. So I just think that's absolutely incredible. You know, another thing that is just incredible is when doing some research for this show as we were getting ready to come on. I saw a quote from Bob Tiffin, and he said, "Our name is on the product. That's enough for us to fix whatever is wrong. This philosophy is the foundation of our slogan. Wherever you go, we go." So we go to Texas to Open Roads Resort. When we get Lee to give us a new Bob Tiffin special. Yeah, right. When we go, the Tiffin will be there with us. This is the RV Life Podcast. I'm Dan Hunt with my incredible wife, Patty Hunt. Our guest today wore the number 99 as he followed in his father's footsteps, becoming the place sticker for the University of Alabama's Crimson Tide. In 2009, he became the Crimson Tide's all-time leading scorer with 350 points. I was a running back, and I didn't have anywhere near that many points. And I scored a lot of touchdowns. A record that stood for the Crimson Tide until New Year's Day this year, when it was broken, unfortunately. Lee was named to the Associated Press All-American team in 2009. He later signed by the Cleveland Browns as an undrafted free agent. His career would be short, though. He was waived in his first month due to injury. He became the founder of Van Lee, the RV division of Tiffin Motorhomes that built luxury fifth wheels. Lee has recently been tapped by his grandfather, Bob Tiffin, the grandfather of this entire industry, by the way, folks, to become the president and CEO of Tiffin Motorhomes. An incredible, incredible American story here on the RV Life Podcast today.
And I am so excited to have Lee Tiffin and Freddie Sweeney, Vice President of Sales for Tiffin Motorhomes. Welcome to the RV Life Podcast, guys.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much, Dan. Patty, great to be here.
You are welcome. Now, I want to tell our audience, our RV Life audience, a little bit, you know, in like what happens with the RV Life Podcast, stuff comes up. So we are here live at the Florida RV Super Show in Tampa this week. Lee was due to be here in the Freightliner booth. Lee was due to be here, but you got snow in Alabama and cannot get a flight out, right?
Yeah, that's right. We've had a very unique, unusual week of weather here in Northwest Alabama. We often don't even get snow, but we've got several inches, and roads aren't passable. Local airports aren't operating right now, so very unfortunate that I can't be there, but I'm really honored to be here talking to you guys today.
And I'm so happy you were able to pivot with us, because it is great to have you, and we appreciate both of you guys just, you know, doing what needs to get done for the industry. So now, Lee, I'm going to ask you the first question. You are a football pro kicker, highest pressure position, and I've been on a football field, so I know from experience, this has got to, my experience from the sideline, mind you, that this got to be a high pressure position. But then you moved to the president and CEO of Tiffin Motorhomes. How did your football career help you prepare to walk in your grandfather's footsteps leading this major corporation?
Wow, that's a great question. You know, you mentioned a lot of interesting things in the intro there. It's been a big week for Alabama with Nick Saban's retirement, and then big week for Tiffin Motorhomes with Tampa Show and unveiling the Bob Tiffin Limited Edition. I would tell you that my football experience taught me a lot about discipline, hard work, the things that you have to do to be successful in any endeavor, and that's probably what I carry with me to this day with the great privilege I have of leading Tiffin Motorhomes.
Well, you know, I'll tell you, Patty and I are a football family, as I spent quite a few years working with football as an official from a high school to the college level and then up into the pro level with arena football. So I know football inside out, upside down, right side over, as I'm a referee, one of the white hat kind of guys. You know, the guy that throws that when they rough you a little bit, I throw that 15-yard penalty and let you kick it again.
That's good. We don't hear that often.
Yeah, unless I don't throw it. But Patty, you know, I happen to be officiating a playoff game in arena football. And Patty wanted to go. Why? Because it was a Philadelphia Soul game. And Bono owned the team, so she wanted to meet Bono. That's the only reason that she came to this football game. Well, in arena football, the clock operator actually is an official because he calls the delay of game. The clock operator does. Well, that particular day, our clock operator came in, and he was sick as a dog. So I called the referee commissioner, and he says, Patty with you? And I'm like, yeah. Put Patty on the clock. And Patty's there, and she's running the clock, and she's like, I don't know what I'm doing. But so I walk over to Patty, and I say, Patty, hit the horn, because I wanted to get the players off the field, and let's get this game started. She hits the horn, and in the Philadelphia, I think it was the Spectrum at the time. It's not anymore now. It's called the First Union Center. But enough free ad.
No, I don't.
But all the lights dim, and all the scoreboards turn red, and it is the loudest air horn. It's like 20 of my air horns all at the same time in that closed space. The look on her face was like, oh, my God, this is funny.
It was a pretty awesome experience. And, you know, I could see there, you know, where your discipline really helps in the world of major corporations. But let me just take a sideline, because we did introduce Freddie Sweeney, Vice President of Sales of Tiffin, right?
That's right.
So give us a little bit of your background. How did you get here?
That's a great question. So I was a career fireman in Alabama for nearly 10 years. Started a new adventure, moved to the Northeast, was with a retailer. My wife, Mary, about 3 years of living in the cold and snow, said, hey, I want to get back south. And so Lee had just opened Van Lee, and I literally wrote him a letter, handwritten letter. I would like to come back to Alabama, and what I'd like to do to grow within the company.
So it's your fault. You brought this.
Yeah, so somehow it landed on his desk, and I got a phone call. And I went down and met, interviewed. And, you know, the rest is history. You know, I started with Dan Lee. And, you know, we did together for about 4 years there. I took another endeavor in the RV industry. And then in July of, I believe, 20, I think that's what it was, Lee. We spoke again. He says, hey, I just became the president of Tiffin Motor Homes. Maybe an opportunity. And I think around December, he says, hey, I'd like you to come back and run sales for me at Tiffin. Would you be able to do that? And I said, yes, sir, would. And here I am today with you and Lee and talking about Tiffin Motor Homes. I'm really excited.
That's great. And what a great story. He literally wrote, and I got to emphasize this because people don't do it anymore, a handwritten letter, put it in an envelope, put the stamp on it, mailed it. That says something. You know, I think we have to get back to that. But let's get back into, you know, the Bob Tiffin series. I want to talk about that. You know, as we said, Lee, we walked into, now, it's called BTP Limited Series. Is that correct?
Correct. So the P is an indicator for the bus.
Got it.
So the Bob Tiffin P, which indicates to the plant and the customer base that it's all of the bus.
Okay, because I looked it up online and I knew the BT, but I didn't know the P. So thanks for clearing that up. So now, Lee, this was your idea, right? Can you tell us about that?
It was. So just a quick side note, we informally refer to this coach as the Mr. Bob around the factory. And because that's kind of how he's known, right? That's how everyone refers to him. I call him Papa Bob. He's my grandfather. And for me, it was just a really neat way to honor him. It's kind of my tribute to him. You know, he turns 82 this March. He's been in the business for 52 years, founded Tiffin Motor Homes in 1972. And if you ask me if there's anybody in this industry worth honoring, it's Bob Tiffin. He's done a lot for the customer. He's done a lot for our organization. And he's done a lot to advance motorhomes and the industry itself. So it's just truly a privilege to be part of this. And he was absolutely the inspiration for this very unique product.
Let me just jump in here real quick and tell a little story about Bob Tiffin that happened here. So we were informed yesterday while we were sitting in this beautiful article that it was snowing in Alabama. And we were also informed yesterday that you guys had to shut the line down. So all the orders.
Yes, unfortunately, we're closed all week this week. And, you know, obviously, that's the last thing we ever do. That never happens. We'll have lots of makeup work later, but given the conditions, it was the right call for the safety of our team members.
So anyway, we're back to my story here. We're sitting there, and Patty and I are sitting in the Bob Tiffin motorhome, and we're trying to figure out what we're going to do because Lee is snowed in Alabama, which just, wow, that just doesn't happen.
Friday managed to get out in time.
Yeah. Is your wife still back there?
She is.
Do you even own a snow shovel?
I do. I brought it with me from Rhode Island, which is very interesting. We use it every now and again.
Now using it, yeah.
So our first thought was to walk across this massive concourse that the Tiffin compound here at the Tampa RV show is incredible. I mean, you know, beautiful carpet, and it's just beautiful, you know, outlined by all these beautiful motors. It's just gorgeous. Anyway, so we walked over to the most important person in the whole place that we could find, and that would be Freddie.
Well, I was on a mission. Like, that's how this happened, because we walked in to see the unit, meanwhile finding out that Lee was stuck in the snow. And I was like, I'm on a mission. What are we going to do to pivot? Because that's what we do here on the RV Life podcast, because stuff happens a lot and you just have to pivot. So you're still looking at the coach, talking to the people inside the coach. Yeah. I actually think he sold one, but and I'm looking for the guy that looks important. And I found Freddie. So, yeah.
So we put a formal request through the proper channels. It's going through sales to marketing to PR and then back. Anyway, we asked Mr. Tiffin, Bob Tiffin, if he would come on the show and step into Lee's shoes instead of Lee stepping into Bob's shoes, which is what has happened in business. And Lee Bob very nicely said, I would, but I have a commitment tomorrow at that time
to
my customers that want to come and see me and want me to talk to them in this unit. And so instead of being here and talking to 100,000 people, he's keeping his commitment to his customers and talking to them one-on-one. And I thought that was, while it doesn't serve Dan's purposes very well, I thought that was one of the most honorable things that I have ever, ever seen. And it was very, yeah, very impressive.
And to that point, Lee, can you talk to our listeners more about the feel? Like, Dan and I know the feel and the integrity of Bob and you and the company overall. But can you talk to our listeners about that? I know you're kind of talking about yourself, so we can have Freddie jump in as well.
Well, I can certainly talk about Bob. You know, I mean, just look at the line out the door at the show there. You know, that probably says a lot. I sit next to him in our offices in Red Bay, and every single day you see multiple customers make a trip to his office, and many of them have a cabinet door in hand, and they want Bob Tiffin to sign it for them. And I just think that level of admiration has been earned over the years, and it's been earned by doing exactly what he told you. You know, he's going to keep his word. He's going to make things right with customers, and he's always going to be there to face them. And I think that's very unique, especially at this day and age.
Well, Lee, I think I want to start a new tradition, and I don't want you to sign the door of the Tiffin that we're going to get. What I want you to do is I'd like you to sign the pillowcase, maybe.
This show is clearly not scripted. He just, of all things, the pillowcase.
Okay. If you buy one, I'll sign it anywhere you want.
Wow, okay. Good answer, Lee. Good answer. So let's go back to Freddie. You know, you've been in the industry for a long time, and you wanted to be with Tiffin Motorhomes. You know, tell us a little bit about why you picked Tiffin Motorhomes and working with Lee.
Well, I think it's a little bit of both. So, you know, I wanted to be there, and they picked me, which is an honor. You know, I grew up in a small town in Alabama that was, you know, literally 35 minutes from Red Bay. So when you grow up as a kid, you see Tiffin everywhere. You know, just gravitate to it, right? And then just wanted to go back home. And, you know, you grew up in the small towns of Alabama, home, so that's why I wanted to go back. And, you know, I was blessed enough to know Lee and work with Lee and to have the opportunity to sit here today and speak with all of you. So that's the one reason why I really appreciate it.
That's great. And I think that, you know, having the choice of so many different companies, things you could have done, where you could have gone to, it says something, because I know from the limited time we've been together, you're a man of integrity, and this is, you know, what's very important to Dan and I. So let's talk about something else. Whenever a coach comes off the line, you know, nothing's perfect. Here we are at the RV Life Podcast, and, you know, things get messed up, things go wrong. So customer service is obviously important. So Lee, Freddie, whoever wants to take it first, let's talk about your customer service, because obviously for our listeners, for people buying the motorhome, that is super important. So I'll throw it to you first, Lee, and then we can bring it back to you, Freddie.
Absolutely. Yeah, sure. I think the first thing that makes us unique in that area is just the facilities and the capabilities that we've developed over 52 years. You know, we operate approximately 80 factory service bays in Red Bay. I don't know any other factory service center that would come close to that. And, you know, I think that's just kind of a natural offspring of the Bob Tiffin customer service ethos, where we're going to do whatever we have to do to take great care of our owners, even if that means we have to kind of do it ourselves in certain instances. So that's made us unique for sure. And then I think it's just that culture that's been built, starting with my grandfather, and really learned from his father, of how you grow a business. And you grow that business by developing brand loyalty and retaining customers, because as we all know, it's much more efficient to retain a customer than acquire a new one. And so my grandfather has always treated our customers with the utmost respect. And I think that's why you meet people, probably some of them at the Tampa show, who are multiple Tiffin owners. I mean, they've maybe owned their fourth, fifth, sixth Tiffin. That's very, very common. And I think that's part of what makes our brand so unique.
Yes, and we've met a lot along the way. It's almost a cult. It's almost like, okay, maybe that's not the best word to use. Freddie just perked up. I mean that the best of ways.
Great following.
A following. Okay, let's use that. Let's use following, Freddie. But meaning that they are so committed to their coach. They've been in one or two. We go into campgrounds. We talk to people. We connect with people. We talk to people. We look at coaches. We ask about the coach and why they chose it. So they are really committed. So we'll go with that following the Tiffin, you know, brand. So, you know, is there something you want to add to this idea of customer experience?
I think that Lee, you know, touched on all the really good points there. And I think a lot of it, too, coming from the sales side is the interaction with the customer and how personable we are as a company with our customer. And that's what attracts the buyer to you. You know, you're speaking to them and it's genuine. It's not a sales pitch. It's not a gimmick. You know, we do what we say we're going to do. And, you know, speaking on what Lee said about repeat business, you know, we were in a rally in Vermont, and there was one customer that bought another one, and that was his 15th Tiffin.
Wow.
15th. So that shows you the following that we have with our customer base. And it all started with, of course, Mr. Bob Tiffin, and now we have Lee as his grandson on the ship now. So we're looking forward to the future, so it's going to be really great.
This is a great place to do a segue into something that Lee, I think you kind of started, and the announcement was made about a month ago that Freightliner, where we are sitting right now, and I'm really sorry, Jeff Sather, the president and CEO of Freightliner, was here 10 minutes ago, and he got pulled off by a customer who was gone. But you have put together a partnership with Freightliner. Can you explain to the RV Life listeners exactly what Tiffin is going to be doing? Because, you know, the rumors out there are all over. But even though the official press release is out, the people that I talk to are saying 10 different things. So can we hear it from the horse's mouth or from the kicker's mouth?
Yeah, sure. Either way. You know, I think that it was a no-brainer for us to go to Jeff and his team and say, hey, look, let's face it, when we started the Power Glide operation at Tiffin over 15 years ago, I think we all recognized there was a pretty big gap between the product we offered at that time and what Freightliner offered. And over the years, credit to Freightliner, they've done a really good job in their RV chassis business of closing that gap. And we finally got to a point where we realized that they could and were willing to do anything we did on site in Red Bay. And so for that reason, we made the strategic decision to private label the Power Glide Black brand, which is exclusive to Tiffin. And to my knowledge, the only arrangement of its kind in the RV industry. And have Freightliner essentially build the same Power Glide we've produced all these years. With the added benefit of their scale, their size, their advanced manufacturing practices, and their very robust service support network. You know, Freightliner operates 10 PDCs across North America. Those facilities are designed to keep 250,000 over-the-road trucks going. And so the general metric they track is 90% parts delivery within 48 hours whenever they have a customer in need. And the most common question I've fielded since announcing this partnership with Freightliner has been, if I have a legacy Power Glide built by Tiffin, am I able to use the Freightliner service network? So it's been my experience that the retail owners have really understood the rationale behind the decision. It's been positively perceived. And you know, the Power Glide we've all come to know and love isn't going anywhere. It's still going to have Pony shocks. It's still going to have big radiator packages, same engines and transmissions, of course. And it's going to be built by a team of professionals in Gaston, South Carolina.
Now, you said something there, and I'm looking out into the small studio audience that we have here today. It's a little bit cold here in Florida, actually.
what, about 65 degrees, a little windy.
Yeah.
So
chilly.
It's a little bit chilly and windy here, but the faces, when you said PDC, can you tell us what the PDC is? Because, you know, a lot of people didn't know what that is.
Yeah, it just stands for parts distribution centers. Think of them as big warehouses. And when you've got those strategically placed in the right geography, it allows you to fill parts orders quicker.
Okay, so again, we were talking about customer service, and this partnership, what it does is it brings Tiffin to their 24/7, 365 call center, and then they have strategically placed product centers. We can look at a map. It's right. We can only see the backside of it here, but there's a map of the United States of all their different.
We talk about freight liner services. Yeah, yeah.
So I mean, yeah. It seems like.
Well, we personally are excited about that partnership. We are personally excited about it because, you know, being on the road full time, traveling over 100,000 miles, right, in the last 3 years, having service because, you know, we were in Memphis, Tennessee. That is not the place to get stuck. No offense to Memphis, Tennessee, but just not the place to get stuck. So, yeah, it's good to hear about this partnership for sure.
Well, one of the ways
it's something we're really excited about.
One of the ways that you will never get stuck is by using the Open Roads Fuel Card. The Open Roads Fuel Card is a free service and has saved us hundreds of dollars this year alone. It allows us to buy diesel fuel direct at truck stops and utilize the power of group purchasing to save money.
Now, we love this app because while Dan's driving down the road and he does the driving, I know I got to learn how to drive the RV, but I get on the app, I find the truck stop that's nearby with the best price, and then I say, okay, we're going to go 20 miles, we're going to go 100 miles, well, not 100 miles, but, you know, we pick that right gas station to save the most money.
If you like saving money, you can't afford to not have the Open Roads Fuel Card. Now, Lee and Freddie, let's talk about this Patty not driving. And this unit,
we're not going. That is not on the list anywhere to talk about.
It's on my list. A little sidebar.
Sidebar, yeah. Let's turn the tape off.
Well, the unit that we looked at, the Bob Tiffin limited edition unit that we were sitting in yesterday, that one was not. That is a Powerglide chassis, correct?
That is correct.
So does it have the adaptive driving and those kind of things?
Yeah.
So it does have adaptive driving.
It's got all the things that you're going to need for safety.
And all the fun things, the 360 camera, the adaptive driving, to make sure it won't crash into the car in front of me and the guy behind me and slow me down.
Listen. Freddie, if this whole RVing thing doesn't work out, he could be your next salesperson.
He's really good at it.
Yeah, he's good.
Yeah, show me everything about it.
Yeah, he's got it. Okay, I want to talk about something now. And again,
are you driving?
No, thank you, Freddie. I thought you were here to help. Thanks a lot. You should have seen his face. For our listeners, the face said it all. But no, I want to talk about this particular unit. When Dan and I in the beginning said we walked into this unit, it is perfect. We are not getting paid by Tiffin to say that. But one of my main things that people who listen to the podcast know, the kitchen has to be on the driver's side. So, Lee, why did you and or Bob, Grandpa Bob, decide to put the kitchen on the driver's side?
Well, Patty, I wish I could tell you that we had some really sophisticated framework for making that decision, but the truth is we took our best-selling diesel tag floor plan, and that's the one we
That's the best answer. That is the absolute best answer. You listened to what your customers wanted, and you said, this is it.
Right.
And I will tell you, I should start counting how many people I talk to about this, because people walk into an RV, first of all, they look at the fancy cabinets like I did. They look at the bed. They look at the kitchen. And the first most important thing is the chassis, which I've come to learn the hard way. It is the chassis. So whether it's a power glider, now Freightliner, you know, doing
they're going to have like XL or something behind it. When they start building it, it's going to have
a, it'll be a power glider XC.
XC. Okay.
But,
yeah, I knew it was going
to
be something.
But so, you know, I walk in and I talk to people about the kitchen and where it is. People never think about it. So I'm really grateful we bought the RV that we bought, the kitchen's on the driver's side, and I've realized that I really love it. So Lee, I'm going to tell you what you could tell your customers why. The passenger side of my RV is my front window. So when I park parallel to the lake, I don't have the kitchen blocking it. Now, some of the other dealerships or manufacturers have said to me, but we've made a larger window in the kitchen. Well, that doesn't work for me because I want to see that outside. That's why we travel. We want to see the beauty of the mountains and the river or the lake or wherever we are parked. So that's your answer now, Lee. And good job listening to the customers and what they want. Dan's been telling me for 3 years, well, that's just not the way it's done. And there's very few that have it on the driver's side. But here you are, Dan. People want what I want. So there you have it.
Yeah, we do it both ways. Probably more common for us to have the galley behind the driver's seat, like you prefer. And I think that you'll find that, for instance, in our bus lineup, you know, that's a very experienced buyer. And they, just like you, have been there and done that with several miles on the road, and they know what they want.
Right. We were in the Zephyr. Is that what it was called? That big Zephyr?
That's it. Yep.
Right?
You said it right.
They had the kitchen on that side as well. I love the backsplash.
That Zephyr, if you haven't seen that unit.
Windows.
Oh, my God. The windows that are on the passenger side through the whole front third of the vehicle. Oh, my God.
Now, I want people to imagine going to Yellowstone, parking your RV, and I've got to be honest, I've never seen Yellowstone, but I hear it's absolutely amazing. But parking your RV and having windows to actually look out of.
Yes.
Okay. We're going to do it this year.
We are going to do it this year. And yeah, we'll put it out there with my new Tiffin.
I would say you guys hit a home run with that. Incredible. We sat in that unit for 15 minutes, but I can't say we hit a home run because Lee Tippett is on. I'm going to say you hit a 55-yard field goal with that one.
Game winner, man.
Thank you. We think we're very proud of it. It's an amazing coach.
Yeah, it really, really is an amazing coach.
So now I hear they're going to be made to order. Is that correct? Did I get that information? They know the limited edition.
Yeah, so we'll have some stocking out there from different distribution points, but like I said, there's only going to be 82 of them. So the one that's in the display is number one. That is the very first one. So if you get it, you got number one.
So they're going to be, like, is it going to be series where it says one of 82, two of 82?
Number one, number two.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Well, that reminds me of a story that Bob Tiffin told that I saw in some of my research is, he always wanted to have the last name that started with A because he wanted to be number one.
Well, his wife, Judy. Judy wanted that, yes.
That would be your grandmother. Well, no, she named the Allegro bus because Allegro is a music term, I think, that means like fast and steady and swift and that kind of stuff. Yeah, I do my homework every once in a while.
Yeah, you studied up there, Dan. She came up with that name. We wanted something that started with an A because back in those days, people referred to business directories often, and he wanted to be at the top of the list.
At the top of the list. So, yeah, I did hear that story at some point. Now, I actually interviewed him while I was part of a team that interviewed him probably 25 years ago for a national TV show, Bob.
Yeah.
For a national TV show. And I think he told that story that. He's got great stories, I got to tell you. He's got great stories. Okay, so we all agree now that all RVs from this point forward are going to have the kitchen on the driver's side.
Well, not all, because obviously.
Noted for Patty. Well, we're going to make sure we got Patty's.
Yeah. And now you have the reason, because when I go out there, I have talked to designers, I've talked to, you know, major companies.
She has literally talked to every manufacturer in the
class A world
country,
and nobody has come up with any better reason. And you know, Lee, your reason is that that's what people have been looking for. So now I just have to educate people on when you look for an RV, this is my thought. Okay, so we're on the same page. I'll be out there speaking for you guys.
Let's talk about...
Yeah, I think you nailed it. It's all about the view. And then we've always, you know, when given a choice, we found that customers prefer to have the dinette on the passenger side for exactly the reasons you stated.
That's great.
Yeah, it's. I think it's really important. And we've actually taken the dinette out of our old Monaco. And I got a live wood table that actually folds down that looks out over that big double window. So Patty now sits at that. She calls it her desk. I call it the dining room table. I've never eaten at it. Never once have I eaten at the dining room table since I built it. But she sits at that desk and looks out and is very, very happy with it on that side.
Yes.
And that's what life is about, is making Patty happy. That's what life for everybody is about, is making Patty happy.
Okay, so I'm going to bring us back to, let's tell our listeners, because I have not driven, I'm making excuses now, I know, and I know looking at Freddie's face, he's not going to fall for it, but I have not driven our Monaco because it is so finicky. It is old. It doesn't have 360 cameras. It doesn't have any of the bells and whistles, as you guys could probably imagine. We touched on a little bit. Let's talk about more of the features on this RV that is going to make me comfortable driving it, mm-hmm. as well as our listeners.
Well, I mean, of course, Dan talked about, you know, you've got the 360 view, you've got the adaptive cruise. So, you know, when you set your cruise control and you're driving, I figured you'd be driving a 10 and 2, you know,
yes.
So
you didn't say that, but yeah.
So you know when you're driving the coach and someone does slow down, you've got plenty of length. And it's programmed into there to keep you so many feet away from the driver, right, or the driver in front of you. So that's a big feature. The 360 view, of course, is another feature, so you can see all the way around you. So if somebody's coming up on your left side or your right side, you know you're there. It's covering your blind spots. And then, of course, you're always checking your mirrors, right? So, you know, for you, you just need to get in the seat and go. Just try it and understand it. Because mirror, tail. If you got enough wide swing, you're not going to hit anything. And when you do hit something, just think about this. You did it, so you'll never do that again.
Okay,
you'll
great.
Make the same mistake.
Yeah, there you go. If you hit it, you'll never do it again.
That's right. You'll never make that mistake again.
It's funny that you say that because I have a difference of opinion at a gas station with one of those cement poles.
Yeah.
So I've got two doors that are not looking so good right now on our
But going back to that feature, yeah, that 360,
yeah,
seeing it, you see everything. So I think as the industry's evolved and everything, options and features have evolved, it's making people more comfortable to drive bigger coaches and go out and adventure.
Right.
It's always good to know that.
Right. Again, for our listeners, those features are on most of the coaches
Correct.
That you guys put out.
Correct.
It's always about Lego safety.
Bus, effort, yeah. Okay. He's got a camera. So, I mean, you get to see a lot of the stuff that's on there. It's going to help you drive the coach. So, you know, for your listeners and viewers, we are doing everything that we can to make sure that we're doing a safe coach and it's comfortable for everybody to drive.
Okay, Lee, I'm going to put you a little bit on the spot here. We moved out of a 5,500 square foot house, and I had three televisions in my 5,500 square foot house.
You had more than three. We have more than three televisions.
Okay, well, okay. For the story, it's three.
Oh, okay. We'll go with three.
Now we're moving into a 500 square foot RV, and there was four televisions in there. Why does anybody need four televisions and 500 square feet?
You know, that's a great question. I think it's just something that we've learned over the years, more and bigger and are better when it comes to televisions. You could get it with three. The front overhead television is optional, but everybody wants one when they're reclining in the theater sofa. Right. The outdoor TV is always very handy when you're tailgating or just hanging out at the campsite. And then you want a TV in the bedroom, right? So
we're watching number nine three, kicking field goals.
That's right. That's right.
So again, the answer comes back to what customers were looking for and asking for. And I love that. So now And again, we cover customer service, which is very important. We've covered the safety pieces, and that's of your coaches overall. So I want our listeners to know not just that unit.
Let me ask a question about the customer experience. How important is that customer experience to you from the time they see an RV at a show to the time they go into a dealership to the time they drive it out the door?
That's huge. I mean, that's you only get one chance to make a first impression, right? And one of the unique things we are actually offering on the 82 Bob Tiffin Limited Editions, if it's an ordered coach, there is the option for our VIP factory delivery program, which is something new we rolled out toward the end of last year. And so that's a very unique experience where you can come to our factory, experience a 3-day delivery where we'll orient you to every single system on the coach. And not only will you understand the operations, you'll understand the why, the purpose behind each feature. But whether you take delivery at your local dealer or in one of the rare instances that you might do a VIP factory delivery, you know, that's where it all begins. And so we find that customers who receive a proper, thorough orientation, trouble-free delivery, tend to enjoy the coach more and have a great ownership throughout the life of the coach.
So I saw this on your website the other day. This program is you actually ask us to come to Red Bay and you give us a 3-day experience with that coach and the people that built it.
That is correct.
That's right.
Wow, that is really, really cool. That's a new way. How does that work out? And again, maybe I'm going into uncharted waters here, but how does that work out with dealers? I mean, I don't buy a Tiffin motorhome from you. I buy a Tiffin motorhome from a dealer like General RV or National Indoor or our sponsor, National Indoor, or something like that. So how does that work out with them? With this thing's going to have 500,000 miles on it for it because it's going to go from Red Bay to, let's say, the Manassas store of National Indoor, and then it's going to go back to Red Bay so I can get delivered? Is that how that program works?
No.
absolutely not.
Freddie can walk you through the mechanics of it. The only thing I would point out, Dan, is, first of all, it's a very limited subset of coaches where we offer this experience, and it is optional. And it's only available if you order a custom coach.
Right?
So if you order a factory coach at the dealer, then you can do the factory delivery. If it's a stock vehicle, obviously that's not practical, and we don't offer that.
Okay, but, now if I order a Bob Tiffin special, whatever, from Tiffin, and it's not built yet, can I come into the factory and park in the parking lot and just come in every day and say, hey, you guys are doing a great job on
that. Wow.
Well, I know people ask me that kind of a question all the time. Can I come in and watch them build? Yeah, can I come in and watch them be built? If you order a Mustang from Ford, you can do that.
Freddie's head spinning, I think, with that question.
We've been known to do some of that.
We have.
Okay, yeah, you just don't.
We don't do it anymore.
Okay. It's probably a good idea that you don't.
Well, Freddie's really more of a safety issue.
Yeah, it makes sense. It makes sense.
Now, you know, I'm noticing, Lee, that you are very, very comfortable on a radio interview. And I think that's because your grandfather was in radio, so you've been learning this since you were in diapers.
Well, there's definitely a family history in the radio business, for sure. I didn't necessarily grow up around it. My grandfather, who owned radio stations and was a broadcaster himself, passed away when I was an infant, so I never really had the opportunity to know him. But some of my other family was in the radio business, and I think, you know, your voice is something you're born with, right? So I hear that sometimes, but I appreciate that.
Well, some of the people that are sitting in the audience have said out loud that you have a voice for radio.
Wow.
So we thank you for that. Now, Freddie was so impressed yesterday. Because the number one thing, and I had just come out of that, was the Zephyr that we came out of.
Yep.
And another manufacturer happened to be sitting in there with me, and it was saying that, you know, Thor is this, and Thor, you know, Thor Industries, the big bad giant, and they're buying everything and doing everything wrong. And when I first met you, you had no idea who I was, and I started that conversation with you.
Correct.
And the reality of life is that while Thor is your parent company now, they have let Tiffin be Tiffin.
Correct.
And you were so sincere in saying that to me and telling me that story yesterday. And I didn't tell you at that point. You had no idea who I was or why I was there. I just came and asked the question. You didn't even know I was her husband.
Right.
So I just think it's so important. And Lee, I sit on the board of a couple different companies. Tell me how it's been for you to move from a family environment to a boardroom environment. And sometimes the decisions we make in the board are not the same decisions that we would have made as a family-owned company. So can you tell me how that transition worked for you? Because you really took the company through that transition, not Bob, correct? Or was Bob allowed to sit in on the board meeting from the beginning?
Oh, I mean, Bob Tiffin's allowed to do anything he wants to do.
Sounds like it.
I think Bob Martin, the CEO of Thor Industries, would tell you the same thing. You know, I think Thor Industries is a very special company, and they've got a wonderful story and a wonderful history. You know, and part of being a decentralized company like Thor is, they're going to let management run the business that they put them in place to run. And so you could get a variety of different experiences and products and outcomes. I think that's part of the beauty of Thor. I think what's made Thor such a great fit for Tiffin is they're really a strategic partner. To give a simple analogy, a lot of times I like to say Thor functions a lot like a bank for us, you know, and they say, okay, what are the investments that we should pursue with respect to growing and improving the Tiffin business? And if you see a vision there and you have a plan, go do it. We'll support it. And that's really been our experience with Thor. I think so much of each individual brand within Thor goes back to the leadership. And for Tiffin, what's unique is we're still family-led. You know, my grandfather goes to work every day. My father is still very involved and comes to work every day running our quality program. And, of course, I lead the company and bear the name. So it's very personal, and it's truly a privilege.
It's actually good to hear that, because there is a lot of talk out there, and we like to make sure things are clear. You know, everybody likes to, it's a whisper down the road, you know, lane kind of thing where, you know, different people start saying different things and then people believe it. So thank you for clarifying that, because, you know, I think that's what people have come to trust, is that Tiffin family caring, you know, when you think about a big corporation coming in. So that was great. Thank you for answering that. And you said your dad, Van Tiffin, right? That's his name. I got it right.
That's right.
Okay, good. And he's part of, what does he do with the company?
So he actually leads four PDI teams, free delivery inspection is what that stands for. And back to your earlier point about how do we ensure, you know, the beginning of a great ownership experience. In the last couple of years, we've instituted an extremely robust PDI process where each coach goes through an in-depth PDI where all systems are run, all cosmetics are inspected. And once the coach is all good to ship, if you will, we then bring it in to a great team of really experienced, hands-on experts that report directly to my dad, Van. And go through each coach to do their best to make it ready for a perfect delivery.
Right. And that, again, is so important to the end user. So I'm going to, let's talk a little more about that. Let's talk about, you know, what that looks like for people. So let me back up a second. I was a high school teacher for 20 years. This is not the industry that, you know, I'm learning as I go. And, you know, again, I'd like for our listeners to understand this more. So, you know, Freddie or Lee, can you explain that process more to the RV Life Podcast listeners that aren't as familiar with the PDI process?
Freddie, walk them through it.
Okay.
Yep. Walk us through it step by step. Yeah, let's walk through that.
So when we have the way it goes through the building process, when it finishes up the training, Van will take that into what we call our PDI. What they do is they go through top to the bottom of the coach, front to back, and they review everything inside that coach. They adjust every cabinet, every drawer, and make sure all appliances are working correctly, all water systems are working correctly, HVAC, heating, and cooling. And then what they'll do is they'll take it out and see if there needs to be any repair. They will run it back through and make sure that repair is corrected before it ever ships off or out of our facility to the dealer's facility. Because typically when you get it to a dealership, they do what they call a PDI as well. And they'll run through the same systems as what we would at the plant. Big thing that we want to try to accomplish, it's like Lee's working through the van, is we want to try to get that coach to be at that dealership. So eventually one day we can have a 1-day to 2-day delivery, and they're not having to ride up a lot of items and different coaches to delay delivery to our end user. What that's going to do is enhance the customer experience for our consumers and for the dealer, because the better the unit comes in, the easier it is for the dealer to deliver the coach, the happier everyone is. So it's a big, big deal. Real cool focus.
Okay, so, and that, you know, in a perfect world, it would be delivered out of Tiffin, perfect, and or arrived to the dealership, perfect. There's no perfect world. So how does, so now let's say I get my coach. You know, and again, I'm all about, when it comes to any business I've ever been in, I'm all about, I'm striving for perfection, and in the meanwhile, I'm willing to fix anything that's an issue or screw up. Like, that's just part of life. So somebody takes delivery and there is a problem. Can you talk a little bit about the warranty? I know there's a warranty. I don't have my notes in front of me, but can you talk a little bit about what then would happen if something's wrong or goes wrong?
Do you like for me to talk about that one there? Or do you want to tell
me? Yeah, go ahead.
So we have a 1-year warranty. It's a limited warranty on all of our coaches. But what the process that you would do is typically we want you to go through the purchasing bin, right? So where you purchased your coach at, so you would go through. And then what they would do is they would go through their process of contacting Tiffin, getting the pre-op, making sure everything was correct on their end to go ahead and get your coach taken care of. Now, if you decided that you wanted to come to Red Bay, of course, Lee spoke on the 80-plus bays that we have there. So, you know, we're capable of doing anything and everything that we need to do to have a great customer experience for you all. But we can also service every coach that we have. We have a very good service facility, a very good service team. So you would do the same processes as what you would do at the dealership level. You would do it at Tiffin versus the dealership. So the good thing about that is you know you've got it taken care of out on the road with the dealer network that we have, and we do have the best dealer network in the country by far. But if you're close and you decided, hey, you know what, I would rather go to Tiffin, you've got that option as well. So it's giving you different avenues that you can go to make sure that you can get any workable item or any issue repaired while you're on. It goes back to Bob Tiffin's comment that you said earlier. We go
where you go. Now, let me ask you, at your facility, you're dealing with house issues, though, not necessarily Cummins and Allison's issues on the engines. Is that correct? So if I happen to bring it to you, because we happen to be in Red Bay, Alabama, that would be the house type issues, the slides, the water system, right, the batteries, you know, all of those types of things, not the fuel pump issue that was a
huge. That's correct. That's correct. Yeah, Dan, that's right. Now, we do have a local Freightliner dealer in Red Bay. It's very experienced and very hands-on, so we have that capability, and oftentimes that can happen if someone wants maybe chassis service work done, or they have other chassis needs and can have it all taken care of after their
home. Right, they can all be taken care of. Well, I appreciate you guys talking about that, because I know it was off of our script. It wasn't part of our script, but
script
it is
that we don't have.
The script that we don't have. Yeah. Well, our we call it a roadmap. Our roadmap. So the next thing that's on the roadmap is taking care of our number one sponsor. This is a sponsor that was with us from our very first podcast episode.
And talk about dealerships.
Talking about dealerships. It's a good place to do it. But we're only going to talk about one
dealership.
And this is a very strong Tiffin dealership.
and a very strong dealership network. And I can't imagine us, Dan and Patty from the RV Life Podcast, buying an RV from anybody but Tiffin directly or National Indoor.
National Indoor RV Centers with over 1,000 motorhomes available across multiple locations. National Indoor RV Centers continues to provide an outstanding hassle-free motorhome ownership experience. National Indoor is the number one Newmar dealer in the nation and also features brands like Integra, Winnebago, and much more. Visit NIRVC.com and become a part of the National Indoor RV Centers family.
And we are a part of the National Indoor family. We go out and do different events with National Indoor, and we were just at an AIM rally. Just a great set of people.
Right. And it's, and it goes to the whole thing, you know, talking to you guys, knowing about Tiffin, knowing about the integrity. That's the word I have to use, which is the same feel we get from National Indoor, that integrity, trying to do things as best we can. Again, there's no perfect. So, yeah, we really appreciate being part of the family. And Dan has left the building again. Like, not scripted. Yep. Okay, so we want to thank you guys, but we want to know if you'll hang out. We do what we call the question of the week each week, and we never know what we're going to get asked, especially because we are live here in Tampa at the Florida RV Show. People could probably hear some background noise from the people in and around the Freightliner booth. And we do want to thank our Freightliner, Jeff Sather of Freightliner, for having us in the booth to do the podcast live. But we're ready to go to the question of the week.
We are. And I am going to just shift through to that button right there and say, that sound means it's time for this week's question of the week, brought to you by Open Roads Innovative Tolling. And we have a celebrity in the audience today. A celebrity. He was the host of our sister podcast. His name is Josh Sheen. And Josh, could you ask your question of the week for me today?
We are switching microphones. There you go.
Sure. My question is regarding motorhomes. A lot of people tow four flat. What is the most common mistake that people starting out towing four flat make?
Wow, that's a great one. And I'm going to let Lee or Freddie take that. You guys decide.
Well, I'll tell them mine.
Okay.
It's when you hook it up, you back up without unhooking.
Wow.
That is probably the most common. They'll strap it right
back
on.
Up. Okay.
Yeah, so you need to unhook your car. You can back up slightly, but you can't. Don't go back up trying to make a turn because you'll break your bar. And that's probably one of the most common
mistakes
that's happening to a new RV is backing up.
Now, I know that Josh watches our YouTube channel, Exploring Through Our Lens, so I know he knows that I have a video on that exact question. We had a major, major problem when we first got our Jeep. I went on to YouTube, which was a big mistake, to get the answers on how to tow this Jeep. Well, that year Jeep that we have, it was the only year that they had a locking front steering wheel. So we followed the directions. We put it in gear. We let the key in. We tested it. We did everything. But when we tested it, we only went about 15 feet. Well, when we went 500 miles down the road, we must have made a turn enough that made those wheels lock. So they locked just the littlest bit off center line. And when we got to...
I don't even know where we were.
Oh, we were going to Jimmy. What's the name of that campground in Georgia?
Don't know.
Where Jim and Brandy live.
Oh, in Hilton Head.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we were going down towards Hilton Head. And when we got there, our tires were bald.
All four of them. And like you said earlier, Freddie, it's something we'll never do again.
We'll never do it again.
Yeah, it was an expensive lesson. We did put a video up on it to try and teach people what not to do. we got responses that said, you just saved me $1,300. Like, just send me 10%. That would really be nice. But, yeah, so.
Well, to Dan's point, he is correct. So, you know, it's funny not back ago. First thing you need to do is select the right car, which I think you guys learned that lesson. So
yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah, you know, another funny story, when we first started RVing, we bought our RV. It was a used RV. We bought it privately. And the gentleman was the commandant of the Naval Academy. We bought it in Colorado Springs. And we get there. We've already made the deal. We had it inspected. And then we flew from Las Vegas to Colorado Springs to pick up our new RV. And the gentleman looked at us and said, you know, we've been watching your videos and we love your videos so much. We were doing videos.
And this is live. There is a band going by.
Those are bagpipes.
Yes.
Not just a band, it's bagpipes going
by. Okay. So wait a minute. We are really distracted today. I just wanted to then. So we did get the car. It was all properly set up.
The gentleman said, we like your videos so much, I want to give you our tow car because we're not going to use it. So it was the Chevy HHR, the worst vehicle ever made.
Okay, but we need our listeners. We need this answer because I want our listeners to know what would be the right thing. And again, different cars, different types of setups. So can you leave Freddie, one of you, chime in on that to answer that question?
Well, I think it's, in our experience, Jeeps are certainly the most common and popular tow vehicles for towing four flat. You know, as far as mistakes that can be made, make sure you don't buy one with a bunch of super add-ons and aftermarket additions. I bought one once with a special front bumper and a winch that you couldn't attach a Blue Ox hitch to. To Freddie's point, it's all about picking the right vehicle, and then I would add to that, go a couple layers deeper and make sure you can attach whatever equipment you want to use.
Right. Do the research.
So I'm going to, all the RVs are set up so the back of the RV can tow. Is that correct?
Correct. We have our hitches on the back.
Okay. I thought that was
almost
the case, but
I just wanted
to verify. It seemed like it made sense.
Great
but
question.
Yeah, thank you.
Can I tow an Airstream?
No, we don't want an Airstream. No, we don't. But I want to thank you, Lee. We're going to, Dan and I are going to continue to do our wrap up. But I do, before we do all that, I want to thank you guys so much. Thank you for pivoting. For, you know, when stuff happens, you got to figure it out. And I really appreciate Lee, you taking the time to jump on and Freddie for jumping in and helping. And, you know, certainly anybody that wants to look at tipping could go to, is it tippingmotorhomes.com?
Yes, it is.
Yep, nice and simple.
Tippingmotorhomes.com.
Okay, great. Do you guys have anything else you want to say before we wrap up?
We're here at the Tampa Super Show. Come see us. We've got a beautiful display. A lot of coaches lined up. We launched our Bob Tiffin Limited Edition. So anyone that wants to come down and see us, come on. And we also launched our GH1 Adventure Van here in Tampa. So if there's some van lifers that want to come see us, we're here.
Okay, so we are here from the 17th to the 21st of January. We will put that out there. I'll have my social media put that out there. At the show, you are selling RVs at the show. And what I hear, again, none of this is scripted, but it lends itself. There are some great incentives to purchase at the show, right?
That is correct. I mean, all these dealers are doing some really good incentives for the final consumer. So, yeah, it's a really good time to buy. This is the year of opportunity, so we hope to do it. You know, I really appreciate you guys taking the time to have us on. And we did pivot. You pivoted well as well, Patty. So great job.
And if you're here in the Florida area, in the Tampa area, and you want to go to the show, you can come into the Tippin compound. It's a compound. I mean, it's huge. But Freddie's there, and he's got a whole team of knowledgeable Tippin people there. Now, Lee is not there because he's back in Alabama snowboarding or practicing to be an Olympic snowboarder. But you may bump into Bob Tiffin because he's standing in the RVs meeting people as they walk in.
I do have to go meet him. I have never met him, so I definitely have to go meet him. Maybe you could hook me up, but that's
he's
right.
He's in the Bob Tiffin Allegro bus.
Okay.
If you go meet him and you buy a coach, you'll sign your cabinet for him.
There you go. Or pillowcases. You will never let that down. But Lee, go ahead. I knew you wanted to say
that. That's my pillowcase to sign. Don't let my sign.
Yes, you're right. And thank you again, Lee. I hope you get out and get your plant, you know, back up and operating.
Yeah, I mean, you guys are down.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, we're down. We'll be back in business Monday, and I just want to say, along with Freddie, thank you so much for the opportunity to join the show today, and I appreciate what you all do promoting the RV lifestyle.
Well, we appreciate what you do promoting the RV lifestyle with the number one diesel pusher in the – I mean, there's more Tiffins on the road today than there are any other single brand. And how impressive is that? And, you know, what I want you to be thinking about, Lee, over the next couple of days is what are you going to do with all that snow?
I'm praying for it to melt.
We will send warm thoughts to you.
Well, as we leave, right, Lee Tiffin and Freddie
Sweeney.
From Tiffin Motorhomes, Lee has left the building, so yep. We're going to bring that one down.
Yep.
We are going to talk about the best kept secret in the RV industry as a whole. The best kept secret. And we, Patty and I, uncovered this secret just recently. As we're making our plans for this coming year, we have found a product that RV travelers, it's for RV travelers. As a matter of fact, I have dubbed it the industry's best kept secret.
Yes, the secret we need to let you in on, because Overmode's innovative tolling is incredible. It is a transponder, you know, your little transponder you put in the window, and it's all 48 states. I had somebody say, well, I have 18 states. I have 18 states. I have 6, 10 states. It is all 48 states. And not only that, they have a great concierge service, which means if you go through a toll in a state and you get that little violation in the mail, the toll was for $3, but the cost was like $64 with fees. They will help you work through it. So we are super excited about this toll pass.
Open Roads, innovative tolling, the RV industry's best kept secret until now. I'm Dan Hunt with my incredible wife, Patty Hunt. We are at the Freightliner booth at the Tampa Super Show. This is the RV Life Podcast. Thank you for listening, and have a great rest of today.
And an even better day tomorrow.